Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Carmel O'Donoghue, Ronald Coon, and I, John Bourne. Coming up on the programme today, Ronald will be speaking to Dr. Edward Arnold, Director of the Centre for European Studies in Dublin's Trinity College. Carmel has our usual rundown of eclectic happenings of Irish interest in Europe, and we'll have some great music from Denmark, France and Norway for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today. A major conference for European economic policy took place last night in Ennis, County Clare. Titled What's in it for Ireland, it focused on new EU governance rules and how they impact on the Irish economy. The event took place in the Clare Theatre building and members of the public were invited to attend with free admission. Guest speakers included economist Seamus Coffey of UCC and Patrick O'Riordan of the European Commission. Dr. Stephen Kinsler from the University of Limerick also spoke at the conference.
I'm going to be telling them that the target-driven nature of European policymaking really doesn't suit a small open economy like Ireland. A lot of what I'll be talking about will describe how and why we shouldn't be listening to some of the policy prescriptions from Brussels, but also how, in the long run, being part of the European Union is nothing but a good thing for Ireland.
The government has been asked to give greater commitment in tackling the issue of people trafficking. The trafficking of people is where individuals are moved from one country to another and exploited for money, as opposed to people smuggling, where individuals are assisted in emigrating for a better life. The European Anti-Trafficking Coordinator Maria Vassiliadou, who is in Dublin today, says more needs to be done to tackle what is becoming a major humanitarian problem.
What we need to do at the moment is ensure that we implement EU law against trafficking human beings. There's a lot of trafficking going on in the European Union, also in Ireland, and our attention must be to ensure that we protect and support the victims and that we prosecute the criminals. So I'm here to ensure commitment from the Irish government in doing exactly that.
This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
Facebook has gained EU clearance for its proposed $19 billion US dollars takeover of mobile messaging startup WhatsApp in a deal setting it against the telecoms industry. The landmark deal is the largest in Facebook's 10-year history. It will give it a strong foothold in the fast-growing mobile messaging market. The Commission is urging cultural institutions in Europe to put more cultural heritage online with government support. Digitisation and online access does remain a challenge, with only a fraction of Europe's collection digitised so far. Barriers include a lack of funding and the high cost and complexity of copyright clearance. The European Commission has cleared the proposed merger between Fifes and its US banana rival Chiquita Brands. They have removed any regulatory barriers to a deal being concluded before the end of the year. The sea is naturally self-cleaning. That's because most pollution is eaten by microorganisms living in the water. But that process can take too long. An EU-funded research project known as Kill Spill, which includes partners from the National University of Ireland in Galway, is looking into ways of getting the bacteria to eat faster. Low digital skills and competences among school pupils and the need to integrate use of information and communication technologies into teacher training are among the most pressing challenges faced by European school education today. That's according to the newly published Horizon Report Europe 2014 Schools Edition. The report also outlines the trends and technological developments that are likely to have an impact on education over the next 5 years. The report states that integrating information communication technology in teacher education and addressing students' low digital competences are the solvable challenges. Ireland is in 11th place for its application of EU law in 2013, with 38 infringements. This has been a marked decrease in the number of ongoing infringement cases in recent years, while the number of cases resolved through in-problem-solving mechanisms has increased. That's according to the 31st annual report on monitoring the application of EU law, just published by the European Commission. The Commission is planning to make cosmetics safer. It has adopted two measures to restrict the use of three preservatives in cosmetic products. The measures limit the maximum concentration of two preservatives, propylparaben and butylparaben. The new rules will apply for products put on shelves after April next year. Finally, a big congratulations goes to Research, Innovation and Science Commissioner Mairi Geoghegan Quinn, who picked up the prestigious Légion d'honneur by the French government at a ceremony in Brussels recently. It recognises the Commissioner's amazing contribution to the European project. This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
Lige nu lukker jeg ned for det hele. Tænker kun på en ting. Lige nu der ændrer jeg alt i mig selv og lader tankerne synge. Skrig fra lungerne. Lad mig nu danse mig i alt på det gulv. Jeg blev født lige nu. Lige nu. For når jeg danser, danser kun med dig. Men nu danser jeg alene.
That's a track by Danish singer Medina, and it's a track called Give Slip. Number two in the Danish charts right at the moment.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
This is Ronald Kuhn for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Trinity College is Ireland's oldest university. Its reputation is often compared with Oxford and Cambridge. With the varied field of possible studies, Trinity plays an important role in science all across Europe. So does the Center for European Studies. It is an administrative umbrella coordinating the contribution of all language departments and the departments of history, political science, economics, and sociology at Trinity College. We spoke to Dr. Edward Arnold, director of the Center of European Studies. He explained why students can benefit from the offered degree system.
Our students come from a variety of countries, America, Britain, France, Germany, Spain. And I think they're attracted by the very specific definition we give to European studies here. We don't necessarily investigate the structures of Europe or have a very international affairs approach to European studies. We focus on the history of ideas and where Europe comes from and what make Europeans what they are, where the intellectual sources of Europe come from, more than the structures of modern day Europe.
What then is the main remit of the Center of European Studies?
We bring together six language departments. We study Spanish, French, German, Italian, Russian, Polish, and German, applied to disciplines such as history, politics, sociology, and economics.
What kind of focus do you set on the degrees then? How are they built? How are they designed for the students?
Students study two languages, and they decide at the end of the second year what their major language is going to be. And so the study of two languages is applied to history, politics, sociology, and economics. Students, once they've chosen their major language, will go to the country of their major language in third year. So they spend a whole year as a foreign student in a university like the Institute of Political Science in Paris, or Heidelberg University in Germany, or Pavia in Italy.
So there is a separation between theoretical practice and practical phases in study?
We have a core course that goes right from first year to fourth year, which is on the history of ideas, the origin of the history of ideas since the Renaissance. And I think our students, in that respect, have an extremely good grounding in philosophy and politics and history that other European studies degrees wouldn't necessarily give students.
Okay.
We don't have any specific courses on European institutions, for example, though students can specialise in that area if they want to. The first year is generally a foundation course. The second year builds upon the introduction they've had to social sciences and sociology and history. And then the third year and the fourth year are the years in which our students can specialise on topics that they're interested in, on disciplines they're interested in.
Does Trinity College have a special reputation in this field of study?
I think the points that students need to get on the course says a lot about the quality of the students we attract. 545 was the CAO points weighting this year and last year.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our students have 560, 570, so we attract a very high calibre of students. And the course has been in existence since 1987, and our first graduates came out in 1991. So we celebrated 2 years ago, 20 years of European studies.
What was the reason then back in 1987 to establish the Centre of European Studies?
In 1987, I think there were perhaps 200 or 300 people going on exchange visits to Europe from Irish universities now. I'm not sure of the figure, but they're thousands and thousands. And I think it was a visionary idea that the future of students and university education could be found as much in Europe as at home that was behind European studies.
Why do you think it is important to teach European studies at Trinity College?
Important? I'm not sure why it would not be important to learn about the context in which we're evolving and the difficult context in which we're evolving today. I think European studies equips our students intellectually and analytically to succeed in life. And many of them go on to be journalists, they go on to be diplomats, lawyers. A lot of them work in the European Union. So I think you can only be successful within that kind of context if you understand where Europe comes from and perhaps where Europe's going.
Oh, VVR, VIVVR. Wat händer där? Ta mig med.
This is Ronald Kuhn for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM. We are still talking to Dr. Edward Arnold, director of the Center of European Studies at Trinity College. Every student who considers beginning studies in this field should be aware of how the degrees are designed.
I think they don't always know what to expect, but they read the course prospectus and they know that we focus quite heavily on the history of ideas and history and sociology. I think the students leave Trinity with a mastery in two European languages and an awareness of the history of Europe, the sociology of Europeans, and they have a good intellectual foundation in the three disciplines of sociology, politics, and history, which is fundamental for them, I find.
Mm. So
a lot of them do postgraduate research, so European studies is introduction to a discipline that might interest them, like politics or history or sociology, and many of them go on to do postgraduate research and doctorates in these disciplines as well, and many of them in foreign universities. So a lot of them do it through French or German or Spanish or even Russian sometimes.
A few minutes ago, you said that they're like partnerships with other universities. So how is it working? You know, how do you work together to increase the study or the?
Well, we have an exchange of students. So if we have three students from Sciences Po in Paris, we send three students out there. And it works on this reciprocity of sending students out and receiving students. It enriches us, clearly, to have students from different backgrounds and different intellectual perspectives. So our students come back and forth here with a very different approach, which is nevertheless complementary to what they get taught at Trinity and what they experience at Trinity. I would recommend most of the time to our students to go somewhere else and try something else and then come back and do perhaps a PhD here. But a lot of the students we have are from the outside, and we have a cohort of three or four students from European studies that have done their undergraduate here that do the masters as well. But most of the students are from the outside who realise how unique our interpretation of European studies is in Trinity.
Hmm.
And we have a promotion of about 50 students every year, between 45 and 50, depending on the year. So at any one time, we'll have 200 students doing European studies, which is quite small when you look at other subjects.
So what makes this kind of degree more unique in comparison to other universities around Europe?
I think it's the interdisciplinarity of the approach. You don't just learn language, you don't just get to a very high level of proficiency in two languages. You apply the proficiency in languages to disciplines. So you can talk very convincingly and effectively in French or in German or in Russian about pertinent political issues of the day or analyze historical phenomena in two different languages, which is, I think, a distinct advantage.
Would you say this European, this European development, the general idea behind the European Union can be seen in Trinity College by the diversity of the students?
I think not only do you have diversity of students, but diversity of teaching staff. Okay. In European studies, I work with Austrians, Hungarians, Germans, Poles, Romanians, any European nationality you might would care to mention, we have in Trinity either as students or as teaching staff. So it's a very cosmopolitan ambience and atmosphere.
I was wondering if there are any events hosted by the department and hosted by the Centre of European Studies for Dublin. Yeah.
There's a research centre that was built a few years ago called the Long Room Hub, which welcomes a lot of guest lecturers and professors from fellow partner institutions in Europe. And there are a whole series of lecture courses on different subjects involved with European studies and history and politics.
Mm-hmm.
So the Long Room Hub, as its name suggests, is a hub, an intellectual hub, that allows exchange and dialogue between students and lecturers from other backgrounds and other universities.
Trinity College offers degree programs for undergraduates, postgraduates, and the possibility of doing a PhD in European Studies. So if you became interested in a topic, just check out the website www.tcd.ie for further information.
Riding high in the French charts at the track called Soprano by the artist Cosmo. Sounds like a very angry guy. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Again, a very, very special thank you to Dr. Edward Arnold from the Centre for European Studies at Trinity College. Don't forget to check out our support website platform, europetoday.ie, which will have a podcast of today's programme and a link to all the various items that we've mentioned as well today. Join me again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM next week at the same time for your programme Europe Today.